Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to use your legs. Now, anyone who rides horses will have heard their instructor encouraging them to use their legs. You would have heard things such as more leg, put your leg on here, more inside leg, or they may even just shout the word leg at you. Now, your leg is one of the most basic but versatile aids, so it's essential that you understand how to use them correctly. Now, your leg extends from your hip right down to your heel, but what part of your leg should you use and how do you use it? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. But firstly, we need to talk about an independent seat, because before you can use your leg correctly, you must have an independent and balanced seat. Now, this means that you must be able to control each part of your body independently and still remain balanced in the saddle. Now, balance allows you to coordinate your aids and, importantly, helps you keep your leg aids still and consistent. Because a leg that's constantly moving creates confusing background noise for your horse, and it leads to misunderstandings and frustrations for both parties. Now, if you need any help on how to get an independent seat, we do have a podcast episode and a blog post in our archives titled How to Get an Independent Seat, so just search for that content. But moving on, we're now going to talk about leg position. Now, when the rider sits relaxed and balanced in the centre of the saddle, the thigh should drape from an open hip. Now, that gives you close contact down the saddle to your knee without any gripping. Now, your knee should be slightly bent, allowing your calf to keep a quiet, passive contact with the horse's barrel, and your legs should always be in contact with the horse. Now, there should be a slight back and downward stretch to a flexible ankle joint, and that keeps your heels down without forcing them. And your weight should be evenly distributed on the ball of each foot over each stirrup. Now, the result should be a long, straight leg through which you can draw an imaginary line that runs through your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel. So now let's talk about stirrup length. Now, your stirrups should be adjusted to such a length that you can keep that leg position comfortably without reaching for your stirrup irons or feeling cramped. Now, at the beginning of your dressage career, you'll probably find it easier to ride slightly shorter, working towards a longer stirrup and a deeper seat as you become better balanced. But when it comes to stirrup length, the most important factor is that your leg remains effective. A dressage judge would much rather see a rider with shorter stirrups and an effective leg that they can control, compared to somebody who's came in and dropped their stirrups to try and look the part. However, they can't reach their stirrups, the stirrups are too long, their lower legs flap around, and they can't control the lower legs, and therefore it becomes less effective. Now, if you find yourself losing your balance forwards onto your fork, then your leg will be too far back, probably because the stirrups are too long. Now, if you grip with your knee, you will pitch forward and your lower leg will lose contact with the horse's sides. And if you sit with your seat too far back in the saddle in a chair seat, then your lower leg will be too far forward and will be insecure on the horse's sides. So when it comes to stirrup length, we're looking at the length at which your leg is most effective while still maintaining the imaginary line that runs through your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel. Okay, so now we've covered an independent seat, your leg position, and your stirrup length, let's move on to the types of leg aids. Now, the most frequently used leg aids involve using the inside of your calf to create one of the following reactions. So number one is you can ask the horse to go forwards and create impulsion. Number two is that you can ask the horse to go forwards and move sideways. Number 3 is that you can prevent the quarters from swinging out. Number 4 is that you can encourage the horse to bend through his body. And number 5 is that you can help control the horse's tempo. Now let's look at each of those individually and how you do them. So the first one we're going to talk about is using your legs to create a forward driving aid and to create impulsion. Now, when using your legs to send the horse forward, you apply pressure with your lower legs in a forward and inward motion. Now, ideally, you need just enough pressure to get a reaction from the horse. Imagine that you're squeezing toothpaste out of a tube. That's the degree of pressure that you should need. Now, if the horse does not respond, then don't resort to using more and more leg so that you end up kicking him every stride, because that very quickly makes the horse dull and dead to your legs. Instead, give a sharp leg aid, or use your schooling whip quickly and immediately behind your leg to make your horse more reactive and responsive. Now, this type of leg aid, combined with your seat and rein aid, also create the half halt and encourages engagement and balance. Now, the second way to use your legs is to create a forward sideways driving aid. Now, sideways lateral movements are created by using single leg pressure, as we've just described, but it's used in conjunction with your other aids. Now, your rein aids prevent the horse from travelling forwards, and when combined with your seat, it helps to redirect that impulsion sideways. Now, at first, when you start riding these lateral movements, the horse will travel more forwards than sideways. But as his suppleness, balance, and understanding of the aids improve, then he will gradually travel less forwards and more sideways. Now, moving on to the third way to use your legs, and that is to guard the hind quarters. Now, your outside leg is used slightly behind the girth when riding around circles, through turns, and during some lateral exercises to help prevent the quarters from escaping to the outside. Now, this leads us into the fourth way to use your leg, which is to create bend. Now, the inside leg on the girth is also used to help encourage the horse to bend uniformly through his body around circles and during lateral exercises. And this is usually used in conjunction with the outside leg behind the girth, as we've just talked about, in guarding the hind quarters. Now, the inside leg at the girth encourages the horse to contract his muscles on that side, therefore stretching them on the opposite side, and this creates bend through the horse's body. And the last way we're going to talk about, number 5, is to control the horse's tempo. Now, the upper leg can also be used together with your weight aids to assist in controlling the tempo of the horse's rhythm. Now, to slow the tempo or to prepare for a halt transition, then you slow down the rhythm of your seat whilst lengthening and contracting your inner thighs. And this will restrict your horse's shoulder movement and therefore help to slow him down. Now, to increase the tempo, you simply relax your inner thighs and allow the energy created from his hind legs to flow through your seat and over the horse's back. So you kind of picture your seat and your upper legs as being some sort of dam, and you can control how much energy you allow through and how much energy you restrict, all through the use of your upper legs and your seat. Okay, so now we've covered 5 ways to use your legs, let's talk about how not to use your legs. Now, some of the common faults that are often seen when riders apply their leg aids include the following. So the first one is that the rider draws up their heel. The second one is that the rider squeezes their buttock muscles when applying their leg aids. The third one is that the rider turns their toes outwards. And the last one is that the rider aids only with the heel, taking the knee and the calf away from the horse. Now, if you have achieved an independent seat, a correct leg position with the right length of stirrups, then you shouldn't have any of these problems, and you should be able to aid your horse correctly with the inside of your calf. So now let's talk about how you can improve your leg aids and make them more effective. Well, first and foremost, as we've talked about, it's essential that you can sit in a good balance with a correct leg position. Now, although many riders recoil in horror from the idea of working on the lunge without stirrups, it is the best way to develop an independent seat and a longer leg. Now, secondly, you need to keep your leg aids clear, simple, and consistent, with no background noise. And once the horse responds correctly to a leg aid, then the pressure must be removed and the leg should go back to being passive. This effectively tells the horse that he has done what is required and he got the answer right to the question that you asked. And then finally, the ability to time your leg aids correctly will make it more likely that you get the result that you want. Now, the aids should be timed to the horse's hind legs. And you can find out more about how to do that in a previous podcast episode titled How to Correctly Time Your Aids. Or if you would prefer to, you can view that blog post on our website at howtodressage.com. But to wrap this episode up, understanding how to use your legs in combination with other aids is crucial to dressage success. Now, your legs are used to send your horse forward, to ask him to move sideways, to bend around circles and in lateral exercises, to improve the horse's balance, and to control his shoulders and hindquarters. Now, to use your legs properly and effectively, you need a supple, independent seat and good balance. Now, lunge lessons with a good instructor are probably the best way to develop a good leg position and all the qualities required. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.